Welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We have a great show lined up for you today. Even though we advocate a plant-based diet because it is the most humane way to eat, it's best for the environment, and it's most healthy for people, we don't do a lot of stories about cooking or vegan lifestyle. But today we are doing just that because one of the most exciting pieces of news to come along for those of us who no longer eat animals is a product called Just Mayo, a vegan mayonnaise. We heard about this recently via social media, and now it seems to be everywhere. Since this seems to be a breakthrough in cruelty-free dining, and since it comes from a new company, we had to investigate. Now, later in the show, Dr. Richard Schwartz will be joining us to discuss slaughterhouse problems in Israel, the discussion of which will certainly involve Jewish dietary laws. Also, what mistakes are you making when you bring your dog to the dog park? And Peter has a couple great books to review and some hot news items as well. But now to the food. I'm pleased to welcome Josh Tetrick, CEO of Hampton Creek. Welcome to the program, Josh.
Thanks. Happy to be on with you.
Josh, what is Hampton Creek and why did you start it?
We're a food company that's trying to bring food that is actually good for the world at a price that is significantly more affordable than food that's not so good. And we started off with conventional egg production. Out of all the things we could start out with, because we think that world is particularly bizarre and cruel and unsustainable, about 1.8 trillion eggs are laid every year around the world, trillion, and 99% of them come from places that couldn't be farther from our values. And instead of using chickens crammed together in cages, we've searched the world for plants that are as good or better than these caged chicken eggs in markets where the caged chicken egg plays, which is everything from in your muffin or cookie or mayonnaise, even scrambling up. And we've been fortunate enough to have people like Bill Gates and Al Gore and people all over the world who are excited about the kind of work that we're doing.
You said you see a big problem with the food system. Our listeners know that to be the case. But how do you explain to the uninitiated, Josh, that things as innocent and beloved as eggs are problematic?
So our first, you know, approach is not even to explain it, and I'll explain why. So, you know, there are lots of people in the world like my dad, who I love to death. He lives in Springfield, Missouri, who I have been telling and telling about how unsustainable his diet is and how rough the system is on animals. But for a number of reasons, including, you know, a belief that doing the better thing is the more expensive thing, or because of habits, my dad doesn't change. So imagine the cookies that my dad bought, or the muffins, or the mayonnaise. Our first approach is to create products like mayonnaise that are more affordable than what he currently buys and taste as good or better. So imagine my dad walks down aisle 6 in Piggly Wiggly, down the mayonnaise aisle. He sees lots of mayonnaises there, and most are made with caged eggs. He sees ours, and ours happens to be more affordable than everything else on the shelf. So that's like approach number one. We don't even need to get into a conversation about it. Approach number two is we work with big Fortune 500 food manufacturers to get eggs out of their supply chain, to get the millions of dried eggs, of liquid eggs that come from these awful places, out of their supply chains. And again, there's not really a conversation. It's just they're getting it out and they're trying to save money. And it's a pragmatic way, we think, to reduce cruelty and help the environment a bit. Third would be in the world of a scrambled egg. So we're developing something that you can throw in a pan and it scrambles up. You can make an omelet or scrambled eggs out of it. Also, our main approach there is we want my dad to see conventional eggs for $1.49 a dozen. They're pretty cheap. And to see our product for 59 cents. And whether my dad cares about the world or even if he doesn't, he would be kind of silly not to choose something that's so radically more affordable than the status quo.
So great. Josh, are you inventing new processes in food science?
I would say our core approach is to look at plants, 92% of which haven't been explored for their applicability in food. And we're able to screen through thousands and thousands of these plants, including the yellow pea, not the green pea, but the yellow pea, which we currently use in our mayo, and identify particular species that are particularly functional. They emulsify, they bind, they do things that the conventional egg does. And it's more a matter of taking a deeper analytical dive than has ever been done before in the world of food, and then using them to make really good products.
What are your current products, Josh?
The first product we launched is a mayo product called Just Mayo. We launched nationally with Whole Foods, so we're available all across the country, both on the shelf and in prepared foods. The second product we're going to release is something called Eat the Dough. It's a cookie dough that you can eat and is more affordable because it doesn't have eggs in it. And then we're going to be releasing something called Just Scramble, which is a scrambled egg product, the middle point of next year.
You have received investments to get the business started. Are you continuing to receive inquiries from venture capital people?
Yes, so we're very comfortable now with sort of the investment we've gotten, and we're fortunate enough to be growing really fast, and there's definitely no shortage of folks who are interested in partnering with us.
Fantastic. And, Josh, as you know, we are a show dedicated to improving the rights and welfare of animals. Does Hampton Creek or you personally have a philosophy or position concerning how we have been treating animals?
We think if you look at the way that factory farms operate around the world, if you look at this world of conventional egg production, this world of cramming birds body to body in cages so small they can't flap their wings. If you look at that, we think it just couldn't be more opposite to how most people think and live their lives. Most people, whether my friends in Birmingham, Alabama, or where my dad lives and, you know, in the Midwest, or my friends that I spent a lot of time with in West Africa, most sane people look at that system and think it is crazy. There's not an argument about whether it's crazy. The argument often is that actually happening? But I think once we, you know, we're able to acknowledge it's actually happening, usually there's a next step. And that's you know, where I think there's a lot of room for change. And for some people, maybe it's eating less. For some people, maybe staying all together. For other people, maybe it's something else. But we just think the world deserves better.
Very good. Josh Tetrick, CEO of Hampton Creek, great job. Please keep us posted with new products that come your way.
You bet I will.
Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks. Talk soon.
Hey, Peter.
Very excited.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
Have you tasted anything?
No.
Got to get out.
We don't have a Whole Foods in our. We're going to get one very soon, aren't we? By next summer, Palm Springs, California is getting Whole Foods. Palm Desert, California. But no, we got to get some.
It's exciting how this can come together. I mean, you've got very forward-looking leaders here in this company.
Yeah.
And fascinating. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So who knows where this can go, because you can do a lot with these vegetables, I guess.
And to learn how many eggs we use every year in the United States, I mean, that's just...
In the world.
In the
right.
world.
Right.
Just incredible.
I know.
I mean, it's in everything. So if
it
we
is.
Can replace the egg...
I mean, that's one of the challenges in vegan shopping, isn't it? We're looking down the line of ingredients.
Yeah.
And
I think the challenge... Yeah, people put eggs in everything. They put whey, yeah. right, which is a milk product. They put whey in everything.
Yeah.
And whey is not even needed. You see it in the list of ingredients of, it's the last ingredient of 20 ingredients.
What is it doing?
Right, what does it do?
So, Josh Tetrick from Hampton Creek, it's a very exciting business. And they're getting a lot of coverage, and the interest from Bill Gates is certainly exciting.
Very much so. And you don't want to go away, because Dr. Richard Schwartz will be joining us to discuss slaughterhouse problems occurring in Israel.
care for the life for me. Remember a Saturday.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still, 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
You know Pierre Wolf, the nationally syndicated host of the radio show America's Dining and Travel Guide. Well, now he's shifted to tell you about a novel that he wrote entitled The Tall Fellows. It's based on his own life and experience in World War II. For two young men, the world turned upside down by Hitler's tyrannical rise. The story is tragic, yet powerfully uplifting. It's a timeless struggle that's current even now. We know you're going to enjoy the book, The Tall Fellows, from Pierre Wolf, available on Amazon.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
In October, an Israeli investigative and consumer affairs program broadcast undercover footage of abuse of chickens in one of Israel's largest kosher chicken and turkey slaughterhouses. This follows the admission earlier this year by a different operation, food giant Tnuva, of horrifying conditions at its facilities. Now, to shine some light on the Israeli slaughterhouse situation, we are pleased to welcome Dr. Richard Schwartz. Richard is President Emeritus of Jewish Vegetarians of North America and of the Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians. Welcome to the show, Richard. And I should mention his latest book is Who Stole My Religion? Revitalizing Judaism and Applying Jewish Values to Help Heal Our Imperiled Planet.
Okay, it's always great to be on the program, and I want to commend you for so long doing all this wonderful work to educate people about how terribly animals are treated on factory farms and slaughterhouses and the many other ways that animals are mistreated. So kudos and best wishes for much continued success on that.
Thanks, Richard. What did these recently released videos show?
Well, they showed, unfortunately, terrible, terrible conditions on these factory farms. For the one you mentioned, that was Tnuva, one of the largest slaughterhouses. That was the previous one. And there, too, just workers with such brutality, sadism, really kicking and mistreating cows, other animals. And a more recent one, as you mentioned, the largest chicken slaughterhouse. People treating chickens like a sack of potatoes, just tossing them around and having them in very close confined spaces in their cages and all, and very often either their heads or their toes would be caught into bars and they'd still be yanked around. So conditions were so terrible that the present chief rabbi of all of Israel really condemned him and said, you know, this is terrible, something just shocking for any Jew, any human being to see, and shouldn't happen. He even went so far as to say, because of that horrible, horrible mistreatment, that may affect the kashrut or the kosher status of these chickens. It turned out, after some deliberation, he didn't take away that status, possibly because that would really have negative effects for many, many people. You know, if the chickens were not kosher, they were put in the pots and on the dishes, and silverware was used on them, and that could be declared non-kosher. So he didn't declare that, but still, very, very horrible, and he even mentioned that the slaughterhouse might be shut down for a while. Finally, it was opened. But, and as you know, even if conditions were perfect, and again, they're far, far from perfect at these slaughterhouses, the months of horrible treatment on factory farms has to be considered.
I'm so glad you're mentioning those points, Richard. Thank you. How have Israelis reacted to all this?
Well, especially on the first one, which is a Tnuva case. I don't know how far it's gone, but there are at least two Israelis, Orthodox women, who were suing. Of course, they said, you know, they assumed that the meat they were buying was from animals that were treated correctly, and they were given misrepresentation by that company. And the amazing thing is Tnuva, instead of defending the practice and saying, you know, this is just an aberration and a one-time thing, et cetera, they sort of indicated that this is the nature of the process, people should be aware of it, but the people didn't really want to know. You know, somehow they wanted to get it out of their consciousness. You know, they were saying, but people should be aware that when they're eating meat, it is a horrible, horrible process. So I'm not sure what the latest is. It probably hasn't been adjudicated yet, but some people really went so far as to sue. And once again, limited time, I just want to point out that the mistreatment of animals is just one of the most important things, because Judaism has very powerful teachings on compassion for animals. It's one of the things that the chief rabbi I mentioned brought out in showing how far the treatment was from the Jewish teachings. And just to give a couple quick examples, the Book of Psalms indicates that God's compassion is over all his works, including, of course, the animals. And it's a test for righteousness, because the Book of Proverbs indicates that the righteous individual considers the life of his or her animal. It's so important. It's part of the Ten Commandments, where it indicates animals as well as people should be given rest on the Sabbath day. And people who have a pet or a farmed animal are supposed to make sure that that animal is fed before sitting down to their own meal. So there's a tremendous contrast. But in addition, something I always try to stress, there are at least six, powerful mandates in Judaism that point to vegetarianism and even more so veganism as the ideal diet. And one of them, of course, is compassion for animals. But in addition, there were powerful mandates to take care of our health, to be co-workers with God in preserving the environment, to conserve natural resources, and the animal-based diets are very wasteful of water and land and energy, etc. And also to help and share with hungry people. But the reality is that, for example, 70% of the grain produced in the U.S. is fed to animals destined for slaughter, while almost 1 billion people in this world are chronically malnourished. And the last mandate is that we are to seek and pursue peace. And that doesn't seem as directly related, but the Jewish sages saw that when there's a shortage of grain and other resources, people are more likely to go to war. And so we indicated animal-based agriculture, very wasteful, therefore that leads to greater potential of violence and war. So I've argued that the slogan of the peace movement and the vegetarian movement should be one of the same. All we're saying is give peas a chance, if you don't mind a little pun.
Very cute, Richard. Richard, the chief rabbi backed off his initial statement questioning the kosher status of the meat. Did that disappoint you?
Well, the fact that he didn't follow through on it,
it did
in a way, because that would be revolutionary. But even there's something very wrong there, because every minute now, and as we speak, and every hour and every day, animals are mistreated on factory farms. So if people really look, as I said, Judaism has strong, strong teachings on compassion for animals. They do have this, what they call Shkita, ritual slaughter, which was designed to minimize pain. Yeah.
Dr. Richard Schwartz, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today.
My pleasure. Best to you. Take care.
Up next, what mistakes are you making when you bring your dog to the dog park? Peter and I will discuss.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators Big Laminate Flooring Sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off. And get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks... You save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Big laminate flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Mmm.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
GMC Certified Service, this is Dennis.
Yeah, this is Rob. I need you to look over my GMC Terrain.
You sound like a 50,000-mile man, Rob.
51, actually.
51,163, am I right?
Impressive.
That's what we do, Rob. And the answer to your question is yes.
Pardon?
Yes, we'll check your suspension for you, no problem.
And you'll also look
definitely,
at my...
that and the brakes.
Professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle? GMC Certified Service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Back to Animals Today. That's great. Blast from the past there, you know. Nice book we received that I would like to really recommend. A book for very young children. It's called How to Be a Cat by Nikki McClure. It's not easy being a cat. There are many skills to master, so reads the inside jacket cover. Follow small kitten as he learns to stretch, stalk, pounce, and more. This is really a delightful book that you could sit down with your young child, maybe age 2, 3, 4. Beautiful black and white pictures about what it takes to be a cat. It's really sweet.
It's adorable.
Adorable book, just visually delightful. And so we want to thank Nikki and her team for sending this over. How to Be a Cat, check it out. Also, this one we're very excited about. Title, JJ the American Street Dog, How He Came to Live in Our House. Written by Diane Rose Solomon, illustrated by Rachel Celanese. And this is a book for older readers, maybe, you know, age 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that sort of range. And it's a picture book, and it describes a sweet story of how a family came to rescue a dog right off the street and bring it into their home. And after going through all the things that need to happen, like making sure the dog didn't belong to anyone and then gets his vet check and all that sort of stuff. And
you know, out of all the animal-related children's books we reviewed in 2013, Peter, this is my number one favorite.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Extremely sweet story. A lot of wonderful messages in there. The illustrations are beautiful, and it's right in the sweet spot of what we talk about around here.
Yeah.
So JJ, the American Street Dog, written by a humane educator from Los Angeles. So thanks for sending that along, too. I would like to give it to someone I know, but I want to keep it myself, actually. So, too bad. Dog parks are challenging places, aren't they? You know, I have mixed feelings about dog parks.
Yeah.
And
we don't take our dogs to the dog parks.
Yeah.
Maybe we should socialize them, but that's probably one of the things you don't want to bring your dog. The reason why you wouldn't want to bring your dog to the dog park is to socialize them, right?
You know, you got to start with something. And I guess that's a reason that a lot of people start by bringing their dogs. I want to get him or her socialized. They are territorial. They bark at other dogs.
Right.
And yet, if you just throw them in there, anything can happen.
Right.
If you don't understand your dog's body language, he or she can not react the way you would want. They might be very afraid. They might bite somebody or some other dog. It just could be a bad experience. So you don't want to throw them in a park with 15 other dogs first thing.
How do you know that the other dogs are vaccinated and they're healthy and they're well behaved? And you just don't know, right?
So there are many danger areas.
Okay, you're going to talk about those.
Well. Lots of them, I guess you might guess, but I've seen chaos happen, and a lot of it is based upon the assumptions that people have about their own dogs, right?
Right.
So my dog
is the best. My dog is well behaved.
Right, and deserves this place and this space, that behavior that you think might not be bad, it's really just play.
Right.
It's just. You know, don't criticize my dog.
I know someone with a 15-pound dog, but she brings it to the large dog park because her dog likes to play with large dogs.
Right. So you mean there's like two sections?
Yeah, it's two sections.
Uh-huh.
But she doesn't bring it to the small dog park. It's to the big dog park. It's a 15-pound dog that could be just crushed by these big dogs.
Yeah. So what's the thinking behind
that? I don't know what the thinking is.
It's like a denial and my kid is special. I think that's it. My dog is special, and
well, I don't want to give my dog a complex, so bring it to the bigger dog park.
My dog to get a participation trophy. Well, you never want to bring children and not supervise kids, because that's just a stupid thing.
That's number one rule. Is that number one rule on your papers there?
Well, it's
okay.
Somebody makes some suggestions. Yeah. I'm going to take some of them and decline others, but really. If you're going to bring your children and they're young and they need to be supervised, then don't let them run around. They're going to just be bait.
And don't lose your children at the dog park.
Children. I know. You need to you have to mind your personal items. Don't just get them out of the way.
You know?
I've seen that too.
Right.
Please don't make the dog park a picnic area for yourself.
Good point.
I mean, I know in the morning people like to bring their coffee or
and muffin
right,
and
but then that right then you got your muffin, your egg a muffin, your
right.
your it just leads on to and that's very confusing for the dogs.
Yeah,
and it's a mess.
Maybe no human food should be allowed.
Right, no human food.
Right,
right. And then, of course, you don't want to feed someone else's dog. I mean, I haven't seen that recently, but that could happen.
Yeah.
If your dog is aggressive and you want to calm your dog down, I mean, don't throw him into the mix there. That's just going to be a mess.
Right.
I mean, there are ways to make this happen, but throwing your dog who might be scared or worried or have a tendency to nip into a sea of other dogs is not going to get their desired result. Right now, I think a lot of people presume that they'll join the pack or they'll join a group or they'll start playing, then it'll be so much fun that before you know it, everything's going to be cool.
Right.
And I've seen that happen a lot.
You need
to socialize them.
We hear about dog fights at dog parks.
Yeah. Oh, these dog fights. I know.
Yeah.
And right. And then you've got the vets and the
lawyers,
threat of legal action.
Right.
And you're banned from. It's just it's just a mess.
Right.
You ever see the sort of the some people want to sort of take control and give you advice about how to train your animal?
Well, yeah, because everyone knows everything.
Everybody knows everything. Why don't you do this?
Right.
Yeah.
I know what's best for your dog.
I think that's one of the reasons why I've sort of lost my interest in going to dog. I just don't want to deal with some of these people.
You never want to deal with people. If it was just dogs at the dog park, you would love going there.
It's
the people.
It's the people.
Yeah. I know.
That's a bottom line around here, isn't it?
It is. It's wherever we go.
There's some dogs get there and don't really want to play. I mean, everyone wants their dog to run around and sort of have a night, what we consider to be play.
Yeah.
But if the dog doesn't want to play, doesn't like it.
Don't force them.
Yeah.
Don't force them.
I've seen people try to, what do they do?
Yeah. Well, they're hopeful that their dog will be social and play with other dogs and get exercise. But if the dog's not into it, the dog's not into it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep in mind then on the positive thing, why are you going there? What are you trying to accomplish?
Okay.
Okay, so you do want your dog to get to be have a fun time and to maybe get some exercise and to get used to being around the other dogs if they don't do that very much.
Right.
And get you out of the house too. I guess that's part of it. But you might consider letting your dog blow off some steam first before you go in there. Take them for a walk or a little run before you end up in there, and then they will be more calm and less likely to do all those other undesirable things.
Makes sense.
Makes sense, right? That is sort of makes you wonder why. It makes sense. I'm not sure whether a lot of people want to think that way.
Yeah.
They just want to get them off. That's the other thing. This desire to get your dog off a leash sort of overwhelms everything.
Yeah.
I think this just clouds people's thinking. They're like, the leash is terrible. It's restraining. It's making my dog unhappy and sad. It's not natural. My dog wants to be a wolf. And they're on a leash. And look what modern society is keeping my dog from behaving like a dog.
Right.
And I am going to let that dog run free and darn everything else. And there you go.
Right.
And so my dog's off the leash. He's happy. Nothing else is a problem.
Well, you see these people drive up to the dog parks.
Yeah.
They let their dogs out in the parking lot off the leash because they're going to the dog park. So
That's a good point. The parking facility for the dog park is probably a hazardous area. I bet you there are fights out there, too.
Good point, right?
Yeah. Well, if your dog is a troublemaker, leave. don't get into fights. Don't throw your coffee. I mean, just okay. It's a bad day. Just okay. Try something different. Thank you for playing this music.
Okay.
I'm so relaxed.
Good tips, Peter. Thank you.
That you can live by. And so, become yourself. Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well.
Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief. the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll be right back.
just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all.
Welcome back to the show. Listen, if you want to check out a hot, great organization, nonprofit animal welfare organization, which is the sponsor of this great show, Animals Today, check out Advancing the Interests of Animals, AIAnimals.org. They sponsor the show. Check out all the great things that they're doing. Hi, Peter.
Lori.
Hey.
Really a disturbing story out of England, whereby a conservation geneticist named Paul O'Donohue of the Aspinall Foundation, he has concluded that many of the zoo animals are just genetic disasters. There are conservation programs that were started 20, 30 years ago before good DNA analysis was possible. And now they're finding out decades later that using small populations of animals that were assumed to be unrelated as your sort of founder animals to create these programs was a false assumption. First, many of them were indeed related. So you've got animals that are even more closely related than what you would consider cousins, which leads to, you know, the genetic defects, other diseases, and stillbirths, right? So that's one huge problem that they're discovering. And the other thing is that the genetic makeup is not really pure, that some of these animals were themselves contaminated, not pure examples of the intended species. So what you're seeing these days is not a pure example of what you think that animal should be. They are indeed hybrids.
You're kidding.
And
so you see a zebra, and it might not be a full zebra.
It's right, for instance.
That's so terrible.
It's a complete mess, and what you've got there is just not what you think you've got. And these, therefore, this idea that you could sort of protect a species by starting with a small number and then you've got them safe and secure in your zoos forever, the whole notion is just flawed.
Well,
isn't that incredible?
Well, you know what I think about zoos, so.
Well, there you go. Something hot off the presses in Oakland regarding circuses, because I know that's one of your favorite things, too. Oakland, and this is sort of in progress, but they, the Oakland City Council unanimously voted the other day to approve an ordinance that would require permits for circuses to use animals. Previously, they just needed a general permit to have an event, right? But now they are upping the ante and making them apply for a special permit if animals are going to be used.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a little baby step, right? It's not a big thing like they just did in Los Angeles, the bullhook ban, but it's a step in the right direction because there's finally some acknowledgement that animals in entertainment are different than your ordinary event and they need some kind of protection. So it's a.
Is it helpful? Step. This baby step, is it helpful?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe it's so easy to get the permit. It's like not even having that is a requirement, right?
That's a glass.
Half empty, I know.
I think it's a good step. You gotta crawl before you can run.
Well, I say just ban it.
Well, that's, you know what? It'll happen soon enough.
Yeah.
I think it will. I think.
Yeah.
I think this is an example of another city looking to L.A. as a leader here. I think L.A.
Well, let's just remind the listeners about what you're talking about, the L.A. ban, which is the ban of bullhooks banned bullhooks, period.
Yes.
So, and that's how trainers train elephants, is with bullhooks.
And these are the devices that are used to guide the elephants during performances also.
And it's painful.
And very painful.
Sharp rod that they stick in their ears and between the toes. And
basically you cannot control the animals,
right,
the elephants, without them.
Right.
So that will end the visits of circuses with elephants.
Because the trainers can't use the bullhooks. You know, if they can't use the bullhooks, they can't have the elephants, right? Because that's
right.
The way they train them.
That's good training.
So really it does ban the circus from going to L.A. at the Staples Center, which it does every 1 week every year.
Yeah.
Right? So that's good. Unfortunately, it doesn't take effect until, I think, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rationale behind that was it can phase-in period.
Phase-in for the union workers could find alternate things to do.
Right, because we do care about those union workers.
Yeah. In Nevada, they're having a lot of trouble with their law enforcement not being sensitive to what's happening with dogs, especially on the street. So there have been a number of episodes recently where dogs are shot by police officers who are misreading the situation. They are coming upon a dog. They think the dog is a danger to some people or is a danger to them, and they are shooting them.
So they just prematurely shoot the dogs?
They are. And the allegation is that they are not getting training in knowing dog body language and knowing dog psychology.
Yeah, we're depending on them to preliminarily assess the dog's behavior and say, okay, this dog is about to attack me or someone else and I'm going to shoot it.
Well, that's how it's been so far. And so there is a new law that is being spearheaded by a very courageous Gina Greason, the law would make a humane training mandatory for Nevada State Police.
Mm.
And that's a great step. Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Because you hear about this, and you see the sad family on the news. My dog was shot. It didn't need to be family member. It's always a tragedy.
Yeah, it is.
And you wonder.
Yeah.
And I think this lends credence to the fact that the training is needed.
Yeah.
In Japan, the consequences of the Fukushima disaster continues to resonate, and a very brave photographer, last name Oda, has been sneaking into the zone and taking these heart-wrenching photographs of the remaining animals.
Oh, no.
And it's tragic,
oh,
but necessary.
Yeah.
So look up Yosusuki Ota, the photographer.
Okay, repeat it again.
Yosusuki Ota,
okay.
Japanese photographer.
All right.
Who's been sneaking in there.
Yeah.
And now he's feeding cats.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
Yo.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. Bombs killed at least 18 people in Iraq on Sunday, police and medics said, as the Shiite-led government sought to evict Al-Qaeda-linked militants from Fallujah without a fight. No group claimed responsibility for the bombings, but Sunni Islamist insurgents have stepped up a violent campaign in the past year, engulfing Iraq in its worst bloodshed for 5 years. Libya's deputy industry minister has been shot dead during a visit to his hometown of Sirte, east of the capital Tripoli, the BBC reports. It's the first assassination of a member of Libya's transitional government. Libya has suffered continuing lawlessness since the overthrow of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi in October 2011. The average price for a gallon of gasoline in the United States rose to its highest level since mid-October, according to Lundberg survey. A gallon of regular-grade gasoline costs $3.3459 on average across the United States, up from $3.2618 3 weeks earlier, according to the survey taken on January the 10th.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost 2 decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
Indian diplomat Devyani Kobragade, accused of visa fraud and lying about underpaying her maid, coached the nanny to mislead U.S. officials, confiscated her passport, and made her work 100-hour, 7-day weeks, according to a U.S. grand jury indictment. U.S. court indictment papers published on the website of the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York painted a picture of a maid refused sick days and holidays while working for a salary of little over $1 an hour in New York, or about 1/7 of the minimum wage. Washington has expressed concern about a plan by the Afghan government to release scores of prisoners considered by the U.S. to be dangerous, the BBC reports. Afghanistan said there was not enough evidence against 72 of the 88 prisoners previously held by U.S. forces at the Bagram Air Base. However, a U.S. State Department spokeswoman described the 72 detainees as dangerous criminals. From across America and around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this is IRN USA News.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
A man sought for allegedly killing three people and injuring two others in a Christmas Day shooting at a strip club in New Jersey was arrested on Sunday at his mother's home in Florida, authorities said. Anthony Fields, 19, of Newark, New Jersey, was being held on $2 million bail after being arrested without incident by the FBI at his mother's home in Orlando, Florida, said Catherine Carter, a spokeswoman for acting Essex County prosecutor Carolyn Murray. Proceedings to extradite him to New Jersey will begin on Monday, Carter said. He faces three counts of murder, two counts of assault, and charges of possession of a weapon and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. Up to 300,000 people in the state of West Virginia have been left without clean drinking water for almost 3 days.
This is the river at the heart of the contamination, now polluted with a chemical which has left thousands without drinking water.